Imagine a simple discovery that could transform your marriage overnight. What if the endless cycles of conflict with your spouse weren't about poor communication techniques or incompatible personalities, but something far more fundamental? This is exactly what Dr. Emerson Eggerichs has uncovered in his groundbreaking work. At the heart of most marital conflicts lies a profound truth. Women primarily need love, while men primarily need respect. This revelation isn't just another relationship theory, it's a paradigm shift that has rescued millions of marriages worldwide. When spouses feel unloved or disrespected, they enter what Eggerichs calls the crazy cycle, a destructive pattern where, without love from him, she reacts without respect. Without respect from her, he reacts without love. Breaking this cycle requires understanding that men and women are fundamentally different in how they perceive and respond to each other. These aren't flaws to fix, but differences to embrace. Have you ever felt like you and your spouse speak completely different languages? Women see the world through pink sunglasses, while men view it through blue ones. When a wife says, "We never talk anymore," she's expressing her desire for emotional connection. But her husband hears, "You're failing as a husband." When a husband says, "Let's drop this topic for now," he's requesting processing time. But his wife hears, "Your feelings don't matter to me." These miscommunications occur because men and women have different communication goals. Women typically talk to connect emotionally, while men talk to exchange information or solve problems. This explains why a husband might offer solutions when his wife just wants him to listen, or why a wife might continue discussing an issue when her husband feels it's resolved. The key is recognizing what Eggerichs calls air hose moments, situations where one spouse unknowingly cuts off the other's emotional oxygen. Learning to translate between pink and blue languages transforms marriage communication from a battlefield into a dance of understanding. Why do well-meaning couples find themselves trapped in endless cycles of conflict? The crazy cycle explains this pattern. Without love, she reacts without respect. Without respect, he reacts without love. Both spouses believe they're responding to the other's behavior, not causing it. The wife thinks, "If he would show me love, I wouldn't react this way." While the husband thinks, "If she would show me respect, I wouldn't be so distant." Consider this scenario. A husband comes home and immediately turns on the television without greeting his wife. Feeling unloved, she criticizes him. "Do you even care about me?" To her, this is a question about his love. To him, it sounds like disrespect, an accusation that he's failing. His defensive response, "Can I just have 5 minutes of peace?" sounds unloving to her, and the cycle accelerates. Why do husbands withhold love when their wives need it? Why do wives withhold respect when their husbands crave it? This resistance factor stems from our tendency to give conditionally rather than unconditionally. Women fear unconditional respect might enable bad behavior, while men feel that showing love despite disrespect surrenders their power. These fears create defensive reactions that perpetuate the crazy cycle. Men fear being controlled through emotional demands. Women fear being devalued or dismissed. Yet breaking through this resistance reveals a powerful truth. Love and respect aren't rewards for good behavior, but commitments we make regardless of our spouse's actions. This doesn't mean accepting abuse or enabling destructive behavior. It means choosing to see your spouse's value even when they're not at their best. When a wife recognizes her husband's withdrawal as his processing method, or when a husband understands his wife's questions as attempts to connect, transformation begins. Unconditional love and respect create safety that allows vulnerability, the foundation for true intimacy. While the crazy cycle explains marital breakdowns, the energizing cycle shows what makes marriages thrive. His love motivates her respect, which motivates his love. Unlike the automatic crazy cycle, the energizing cycle requires intentional effort and understanding of gender-specific needs. For husbands, the COUPL acronym guides loving actions: closeness, emotional presence; openness, sharing feelings; understanding, listening without fixing; P, peacemaking, resolving conflicts, loyalty, reassuring fidelity, and esteem, valuing her. For wives, CHAIRS guides respectful actions, appreciating his desire for conquest, achievement, hierarchy, protecting/providing, authority, leadership, insight, analysis/counsel, relationship, shoulder-to-shoulder friendship, and sexuality. These differences explain connection variations between genders. Women typically connect face-to-face through conversation, while men often prefer shoulder-to-shoulder connection through shared activities. When a wife wants to discuss relationship issues while her husband wants to watch sports together, neither is wrong, they're just different. Understanding these patterns allows couples to meet halfway, perhaps talking briefly before enjoying activities together. Every marriage requires forgiveness, from daily irritations to devastating betrayals. How couples handle these moments determines whether their relationship strengthens or collapses under resentment. Forgiveness addresses both personal preferences and moral transgressions. Confronting issues must be done respectfully rather than with lasting bitterness. A forgiving spirit doesn't mean avoiding consequences. Repentance requires changed behavior. Even when reconciliation isn't possible, forgiveness liberates the forgiving spouse from bitterness. Rebounding, bouncing back after failures and showing love or respect, is equally important. Successful marriages aren't defined by absence of failures, but by recovery speed. Couples who quickly acknowledge mistakes, seek forgiveness, and return to loving behavior build relationship resilience. Remember, forgiveness isn't about your spouse's worthiness, but your own freedom and spiritual health. As one wife shared after forgiving her husband's affair, "It wasn't easy. There were days I had to forgive him moment by moment. But as I chose forgiveness, my heart began to heal, and eventually our marriage became stronger than it had ever been." When pink, feminine, blends with blue, masculine, they create royal purple, a color historically associated with nobility. This metaphor captures marriage's divine design, two distinct individuals with gender-specific perspectives creating something more beautiful together than either could alone. This purple blend honors differences while creating a unified identity. Creating this blend requires valuing differences rather than trying to remake each other. Expecting your spouse to communicate or resolve conflicts like someone of your gender invites disappointment. These differences aren't flaws, but features to appreciate. This approach means balancing competing needs. Most wives desire security, while most husbands value freedom. In healthy marriages, husbands communicate their plans, providing security, while wives allow space for independent activities, permitting freedom. Neither gets everything they want, but both receive what they need most. Even during disagreements, when spouses meet core needs, love for her, respect for him, they maintain unity despite unresolved conflicts. Your differences aren't obstacles, but opportunities to create something uniquely beautiful together.